Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. On today's episode of Fit Club, we discuss the latest fitness trends with four-time NBA superstar champion John Sally.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, Fit Club.
All right, welcome to Fit Club. I'm your host, Fallon Mercedes. Today we have a special guest. As you can see, he's sitting next to me, and I actually don't even look that short, so I ain't mad. We have Mr. John Sally, NBA champ, TV host, entrepreneur, and vegan and health and wellness advocate. How are you?
And certified health coach.
How are you?
Yes.
Nice.
I have to make sure I say certified. You be an American, they be like, where's your paper?
Right?
Let them know.
Where can they find you online?
You can, if you follow me on Twitter, which is the John Sally, S-A-L-L-E-Y, and but on Insta, I'm usually on Instagram. I try to get on Snapchat. I can't either. I just don't have time for you to have time in my life. If you're not with me, it's kind of hard. And I try too. I try to literally stop in the moment so I can invite people I don't know who couldn't afford to be at the place we were at in. And it used to be like, man, you wasn't there? You missed it.
Yeah.
Now everybody can be everywhere.
There, right?
And we have Shaka, my co-host. Where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Shaka Strong.
All right. So we are going to dive into Mr. John Sally's life, not via Snapchat, but via Fit Club. But before then, we're going to talk about, you know, health and fitness topics as we do every week. The first topic that we have on board is your favorite alcoholic beverage is now getting health conscious. So you're going to see beers and eventually liquor on, you know, the shelves where you can actually read the nutrition labels. You could see what the ingredients are. And you know what's so funny is because I do this with everything I eat. I always look at the label. And it's so funny. I'll find myself, you know, trying to look at the label for beer or wine or stuff like that. And you can't.
Well, yeah. Usually I don't even do that because I just write it off. I'm just like, well, I know this is not
still
good.
Wanna... So,
I know it ain't good. But it's going to be good to know what the comparisons are between the two.
Well, in my company.
Yeah. So John,
we want to lead into it?
Yeah. We're talking liquor.
So John has a vegan wine. And I didn't even know there was such thing as vegan wine. So please tell me more about this amazing wine company.
Okay. So the Amazing Wine Company, which it would be a great name for my company. No one's stealing. It's called the Vegan Vine Wine. Now, it's made up in the northern coast, central coast, right outside San Jose in this place called St. Martin. And it's a vineyard that's been there for 25 years now called Cours La Chance. So Cours La Chance makes this label. Mm-hmm. First, I was just an ambassador. Now I'm owner. And what the deal is in the making of wine, they sometimes use animal product. They use casein, which is better known as milk. They use fish bladders, isinglass, which is the hooves of pigs and cows. They use egg whites. So in the making of our wine, we make it the old-fashioned way. Good with a clay, which most people do. So 7% of the companies, they use it that way. We just found a niche, and I was going into it. So if you want to do anything vegan, you might as well do wine.
That's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
If you're going to, you know, you might as well start
drinks
something.
Wine.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you're smart.
Yeah.
And then, you know, to your point, Guinness Stout. I loved Guinness Stout, but for 8.5 years, I couldn't drink it because it's made with isinglass. And as of last year, a company that has been making Guinness Stout for 256 years decided to make Guinness Stout vegan now.
Wow, and I'm a new vegan, so that's something
really?
New for me. Yeah, so that's crazy. So I've been drinking probably non-vegan wine. Had no idea. No clue.
Shaka's been trying to convert me ever since we've been hosting together. Slowly
convert.
But surely.
Yeah. We don't want to convert you. We just want to wake you up. Because if you're not conscious, you're unconscious.
No, I agree. And I know you said you researched me and you saw my fit to fat experience.
Amazing.
I'm surprised I'm not vegan after that.
Yeah.
All the stuff that I had to consume to get fat. You know what scared me the most? Because you didn't watch the episode, right?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
You watched the episode.
Uh-huh.
So you saw that it actually affected my menstrual cycle.
Yeah.
That freaked me out.
Okay. So let me explain just one thing about food. Food is supposed to be fuel. So every animal... The only time you ever see a lion, or if you're watching those shows, a lion attack and go after an animal, and they kill an animal, and they got to kill, and then that pride eats until they're full, and then they leave. Mm-hmm. And then whoever eats the rest of it, they eat the rest of it. To the point where then you can have buffaloes walking right by a lion, it's not going to do anything. Because it only eats when it's time to eat, when it's hungry, when it has to. We eat as a social thing. In reality shows, the first thing they do is show two women with a drink in front of them eating food all the time. Mm-hmm. To the point where I see some reality shows and I saw a girl, she was a model, and next time I saw her, she looked like she eating two models. And I don't mean in a sexual way. So I'm just like, when I see that.
This is rated R, you guys. Yeah. It's like PG Fit Club. Right?
But when I see that, I just say to people, I said, you're not eating for fuel. You're eating as what their Bible tells them, mm-hmm. as a glutton. They're eating because it's there. They're eating because what else am I going to do is just sit around and eat. Mm-hmm. And then they're not eating food. What I mean, they're not eating food fit for humans. Mm-hmm. I just saw a commercial for animals, and she was like, oh, I read what's in the label. You know, it says, you know, is it chicken? Well, my dog likes chicken. I like chicken. And they made it. I said, well, you shouldn't be eating what your dog is eating.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't think, you know, it's okay to eat what your dog
And
is
on
eating.
Top of that, so I have so many friends who have dogs, who have diabetes, who have cancer, and I'm like, it must be the food.
It has to be the food. Same disease as a human.
And like, it's crazy. Like, how does a dog have diabetes?
It's got to be the food.
Soy.
And probably. And you did the documentary. Is that where you learned a lot about this, about reversing diabetes?
Yeah. I did reversing diabetes in 30 days mm-hmm. because my father had diabetes. And when I was 15, he got diabetes. When I turned 25, he no longer had diabetes. And we changed his diet. He changed the way he was. We changed the way we live. We changed the water intake. Mm-hmm. He wound up dying of cancer, and then my focus has gone to cancer. Since then, mm-hmm. I've been involved with a lot of people and a lot of things which drives in eliminating that so-called disease.
So when you say he cured diabetes, I remember...
I didn't say he cured.
Okay.
I said he no longer had.
Okay.
Don't get me arrested.
Okay, because I found that interesting. I read up on the documentary, and my boyfriend, he does team tackle with the Diabetes mm-hmm. Association, and I was speaking to one of the women. She was like, oh, no, you can't cure diabetes. And I just found it interesting.
Okay, so let's word that. You're right. You can't cure diabetes. But if you have diabetes, you could reverse the effects that diabetes has on the body.
Yes.
So the reason they say that you can't cure diabetes mm-hmm. is because the DNA, once you get diabetes, has now changed to mm-hmm. a point. To a point. Certain cells change to mm-hmm. things. Reversing the ill effects mm-hmm. of it is what I say we can do. And the only reason I had to say that is the word cure is such a crazy word.
Mm-hmm.
I put it this way. If you hang out with me for 90 days, the badness you got going on, you no longer have.
I see what you're saying.
Right. That's a better way of saying it.
Okay. So you know about, you know, this natural kind of holistic type of lifestyle. Do you know about the Gerson therapy?
Yes.
And what are your thoughts on it?
Okay. My thoughts are I'm a health coach.
Well, should we explain it?
Okay. Okay, so Gerson therapy, a lot of people who have cancer, tumors, even diabetes, they'll try this kind of therapy. And basically, really what it is, it's juicing and doing coffee enemas. So first you want to, am I wrong?
No. Okay. You're 100% right. Yes. But it's better that I smile while you're speaking.
Okay. So the first thing that you want to do is you want to clean the toxins out of the liver. That way it could clean the bloodstream. So that's why you do the coffee enemas. Then you have to, you know, replenish the cells with nutrients. And that's why you juice.
Right. Okay. That's a great way. And it's a simple way of putting it. Did you want to say something, Jacques?
No.
Okay. So great way of putting it. And what that means is I tell people what we're going to do is what I think, since Shaka is a newbie and I want to make sure that he doesn't lose any muscle definition. Mm-hmm. Now, why sometimes vegans look like them skinny runners is because we kind of eliminate things that cause your body to inflame,
mm-hmm.
meaning those table salts. Mm-hmm. Right, the bad iodine salt that makes you swell. If you don't believe me, sugars, right? Which is a lot of vegans are sugar addicts too. So I'm gonna hopefully talk to you out of that. But sugars that swells you up. If you don't, when I was young and I didn't care about so many other things, I would take a B, you catch the bee, you put it in a jug, you put sugar in there, and you just let it, a couple of holes, and after a while, you'll see the bee will get about that big.
Where are you from?
What?
Brooklyn, New York.
Really?
Yeah. So, Brooklyn? Yeah, we would do that. Oh, and it was like, yo, did you see that? Yeah, it's sugar. That, and it would blow them up. And then as I got older, I realized every time we had the kid that was overweight, mm-hmm. he was a sugar addict. So that sugar is the same thing that makes rats big. And it's in all of the processed foods. Mm-hmm. So what you have to do is, why they said enema. So when you say enema or you say colonic, you kind of cut people's brain off. Because they go, I don't need that. I go to the bathroom. It's not really for that. Mm-hmm. It's when you take a colonic or you take an enema, I'm going to stay with colonic because I prefer to tell people to do colonics. Mm-hmm. As you get to a colonic, you're hydrating your intestines, which is your mind. So you're hydrating, you're filling your mind. And then all the toxins and all the parasites that stick and live in there are murdered immediately. But there's still eggs. So when you flush that out, and now you get juices, you're getting nutrients that usually the parasites would eat. But now your liver and your kidney are detoxifying itself and passing all the toxins that they caught, mm-hmm. emptying the bile inside of the appendix, and all of a sudden you start feeling better. Your stomach goes flat because you're hydrated. Mm-hmm. So I like their technique, but I have a better way of doing it. And the reason I say better is the name of my company is BETTA, Better Eating Today, Tomorrow, Always.
All right, so
yours may be good, but mine is better.
Really, this is all I know. My mom, she struggles from a genetic lung disease. My dad, he has diabetes that was uncontrolled, suffered from a stroke. So in doing lots of research, and this is my profession, I found Gerson therapy. But I haven't found what you have going on. So please elaborate if you can.
Okay, so what I have going is I literally was putting together, the reason we did research and the reason besides, you know, you being fine and asking me to do the show, is I try to be as many places when people are talking about health as possible. Yeah. And I want to talk to them about what really health is.
And I appreciate this because this show on Black Hollywood Live is specifically for the minorities, the Latinos, Latinas, you know, Black, Asians, everything, because I feel like our community isn't as educated when it comes to health.
No longer is it a community.
Yeah. Not as educated or served.
Or served.
Not longer. And the difference is, and it was so funny, unless I've been on YouTube since this Black Lives Matter things has kicked off. And just this year have I paid attention to it, because last year we were in the same position we was, but we were burning down Ferguson, or looking to burn down Ferguson. Mm-hmm. The difference is nothing is burning right now, but it was the same amount of murders 1 year ago. So when I was looking at it, I wanted to do all the comparisons and what was going on. And then I got to a point where I saw this guy, and he said, the difference in the Black community is we no longer have a Black community. And we look like we're in trouble when we say that. Like if we say Black Lives Matter, the reason they can even say anything else is because we allowed that. And what I mean by that is when a Chinese or a Korean guy comes over, he moves into Koreatown. They move into Chinatown. You move in, if you're Mexican, East L.A.
You're Dominican, you go to the Bronx.
Right, you go to the Bronx, right? But when you're Black, we're the only race to try to fit in and integrate with everybody else and forgot to take care of our own. So in this point, when we're having this kind of conversation about debilitating diseases that affect our community, I'm going to start off with the things, and then sometimes I get closed ears, because what I tell you is the things that we take for granted that were given to us, that we seem to become accustomed to having and made it part of our culture, are the things killing us. Mm-hmm. Kool-Aid. I don't mean to call out that name. White sugar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Decaying carcass.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all call it meat.
But
after you kill it, it's a decaying carcass. The universe doesn't see it as food. The universe says somebody should bury that. Somebody said, but man, you got to get your protein. And I go, what's protein?
Mm-hmm. You can get protein many sources.
Yeah.
But what is it? And when you say that to somebody, they go, it's protein. I go, but what is it? Why do you need it as a human?
So what is protein?
Why do you you're going to say, what does protein do? And they're going to tell you the protein does what?
It helps to synthesize the muscle and feed the body.
Yeah. Amino acids.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is how they tricked us. amino acids build muscle.
Yeah, that's why after you work out or, you know, before you can drink your aminos so you know, you're not as sore.
Right. So protein has like an amino acid profile that's supposed
One of the 19 amino acids is called protein. It is such, and I found out, I said, well, why do they keep talking about protein? There's only one of the 19 you need. Yeah. He goes, it was the only one they were allowed or able to make in a factory. So if you're able to make it and put it in a box, that's everyone has to have. Yeah. They don't even call it chicken, fish, or meat anymore. They call it protein because they have convinced us that we need protein to live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Joke. Black people have, they look at when they start talking about the food, and I start saying, yo, well, it's called soul food. No, soul food is vegan food. gizzards, chicken necks, oxtail, ox tongue, chitlins, bacon, pig feet, pig ears. I said that for the Latinos. Pig ears, snout. All of that stuff was the stuff that was cut off the animal, thrown at, and then the slaves would grab it and then go dice it up. We no longer have to go get master's throwaway.
It's the way we were served.
Right.
It's like breaking down a community.
Right. So they start saying, well, we want to eat what was on the master tables. If you remember, the master died very young. White folks used to die very young in this country. You have to eat like they fed us as slaves. Vegetables, beans and rice.
Mm-hmm.
Starch and that bean, that starch got that. Her looking like that, and those beans are that protein that's still hard to break down. But even in that point, as I've been researching, that's an Indian, as in from India, beans and rice. Africans really didn't do that. So as an African, and I tell black people this, if you don't identify yourself as African first, you say, well, I'm an African-American. You're a black African-American. Now, because you can be a white guy from Africa and be citizenship and be an African-American.
Mm-hmm.
So as a black African-American, your intake is going to be different, or it should be different.
Knowledge.
That's it.
Love it.
Knowledge.
Quick story about chitlins.
Dick Gregory. Dr. Sabi.
Quick story about chitlins. Every time I go back to the Dominican Republic, my dad will always get chitlins. And I remember one time he didn't want to eat it all, so there was a homeless dog. He threw it on the ground. The dog smelled it and literally walked away.
Yes.
Because you don't eat that. Dog don't want it.
That's crazy.
You don't eat that. That's ridiculous.
Yes. Very crazy.
But to that community, drink water, right? But it's kind of hard to say that because if you're in Flint, don't drink the water. But. Right.
The truth, right?
But yeah, we should go. Think about what happens when you wake up in the morning. You used to say back in the day, they would say, man, I'm thirsty. Can I have some water?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you want something to drink? What you got?
Coffee, tea.
What you got?
It's not even people saying yes. What you got? Mm-hmm. All right, want some of that.
Yeah, water is no longer our default for thirst.
It should be the first thing in the world. I tell people this all the time. If you were on a desert and you were almost dying and they saved you, I guarantee you're not going to ask for a Gatorade.
Yeah. Right?
You're not going to say, give me that ice to D-Wade at. You're going to be like, water. Yeah. Even if you don't even know that you're saying it, your brain is like, water.
It knows what it needs.
Speaking of water, there is a lot of talk about, you know, working out in water is the new thing.
Yeah.
Speedo has a new program going on called Speedo Fit, and it's, you know, implementing vertical fitness, as you can say.
Did Speedo pay you for that?
No, they didn't. But hopefully they will.
Speedo watching.
But what they're doing is they're incorporating a type of CrossFit workout. So it's not, you know, old ladies in the water just kicking their legs. Yeah. It's really doing, you know, compound movements that you would do in a natural gym, a regular gym, but now in the water. So that being said, they're saying, you know, athletes especially, and I think you mentioned something that you do this, athletes are now gravitating to the water to work out because it helps you prevent less injuries. I actually, I used to work for a physical therapist for many years and I did aquatic rehab. And that's one of the go-to things that I do with athletes that I train or actually everybody, you know, jump in the water, start working out in the water. So what are the types of workouts that you do in the water?
Well, I just started with Laird Hamilton. If you don't know who he is, he's like the big wave surfer. He's the husband of Gabrielle Reese, who is famed, you know, a beach volleyball queen.
This guy knows everybody, by the way. Everybody.
But Laird is the man, and this guy is probably one of the smartest people I've ever met on the planet. And he does his workout. He got a rugby, this guy that plays Australian rugby. And he's working out with him now. So let me just explain this, and I will give this to most athletes. When you're around an athlete and you see athletes get injured on a football field, if they took their temperature, it'd be above 100. So you get hurt when your body is hot. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing physical, fast, twitching moves and your body is overheated, you will break, twist something. Mm-hmm. So you have to keep your body at a cooler temperature. That's why the cryo machine is so important.
I was just going to ask you about that, yeah.
Yeah, I just started working with a company where I can literally bring one in here. And it's like $19,000, but I'd bring it in to show
Revo?
It to you. Yeah.
Revo Cryo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So I said to the dude, I was like, I want to be a rep for that. Because at halftime, I would always want to know what the football players were doing.
Yeah.
I went to a football game. Defense goes there. Wide receivers go here. Quarterbacks go here. Running backs go over here. Guys who don't play that much go, and they talk about them over here. Coaches go all these different places. None of them are getting in cryo machines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're sitting in there drinking something. They don't even change their socks. They don't change their tape.
That's crazy.
They don't do any of that because, you know, they got on their battle gear not realizing it's 2016.
Yeah.
So I would automatically tell them, cool their body down, now breathe. Now, you only got 15 minutes, so it's going to be 4 minutes of meditation. There's no reason to talk about it when you're a pro. You should already know. So it should cool your body down. Get it to a point where it can then perform again and go back to perform.
Yeah, I was at the cryo place here in Hollywood, and all the Clippers would come through.
Mm-hmm.
Then they finally just bought their own unit. And then they had everyone from Dancing with the Stars would show up during when they were in season, just coming after show to kind of heal and rejuvenate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess that pool therapy helps because it keeps your body lower as well.
Yeah, that's what I was. I'm sorry, I didn't get to your total. So you would think in a pool, well, let me get into the hot pool.
Yeah.
I want the cooler water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like being in the ocean. I want that, and not the ocean in Jamaica, the ocean in California. But I wish it was clean as Jamaican water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you can get in that water
and
you can keep your body. Remember, like a lot of folks, too, when they start talking about, man, I was so hot, let me get something cold to drink. That makes no sense. And they go, what, Sal, a cold beer or some ice cold water? I need some ice cold water. And I said, well, if you want to cool your body down, you should drink something warm. Or room temperature.
Yeah.
If you want to heat your body up, drink something cold. And they go, what are you talking about? Well, if I drink something cold, my body knows I got to keep the heart warm so it heats up when you drink something cold.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, they would give people tea. They would sip tea out on and somebody would fan them and then they would cool their body down. So it's constantly keeping your body from inflaming and not inflaming.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're in the pool, you don't have the same situation because your body is pressurized now. So that means everything is held tight by the water because the skin is impermeable to water.
Mm-hmm.
So now you get different motions. Plus, the resistance, we literally grab a rock and you jump down, you throw it down, you jump down in the water, you swim to it, which obviously is only a few black guys in the class. They were like, he ain't coming up, man. And then you grab it, and then you run it back up the stairs, and you put it down, and you go to the other side. So you get out of the water, and you get to do some cardio. Plus, we do breathing techniques in water because the pressure on your chest. And so it literally works your cardio a little better than not being in the water.
Yeah, and the wellness aspect of it, too. It's very calming. You know, anytime for me, especially I'm a Pisces, you put me near water, and I'm like zen, like... Throw me in the water from stress, pissed, any of that. So I think the accumulation of all those things, you know, being able to work out in the water, like you said, lower your body temperature, put your mind at ease. I think all those benefits of working out in the water are a plus for not just an athlete, for anybody.
Well, I mean, growing up, everyone said, what are you doing in the weight room? And my physique was because I was a swimmer. I swam and played water polo until college. And so people kept going, oh, how much do you lift? How much do you bench? No idea. All that training was from the resistance. All the muscle came from the resistance.
What,
of the water.
What position did you play in water polo?
I was a driver.
Okay, so check this out. Because we see it.
Mm-hmm.
What he doesn't explain is that they're in 12 feet of water. right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're constantly, yeah.
So has anybody ever jumped in 12 feet of water? It's deep. Mm-hmm. Because it ain't just when you get tired, touch the bottom, and come right back up. Yeah, you can. So those legs are constantly moving in this crazy circle.
And sprinting back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah. And you were the black guy on the team.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, literally.
Yeah, people were coming for me. People were
They don't float well. Go at him.
That is funny.
And true.
it took me some time.
All right, so I do want to get to you, but we have one last topic quickly to talk about now. PETA, who recently just named Liam Hemsworth 2016 Sexiest Vegan.
And really? And Jean Ico is the female.
And yeah, for the singer. Yeah, so she's vegan too. Well, so what
I
are
give
you
ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been named the sexiest vegan by PETA?
Well, not by PETA, but by most women.
Oh.
I just love the trend. Do you even know Liam? I didn't know even Liam Hemsworth was vegan, but apparently
Woody
Harrelson.
I've been with him so long, and it was a trip.
I think, I feel like, Russell is known for putting a lot of people on, but I think you actually, did you put Russell on to being vegan?
Let me see. No. I'm not going to say that. Okay. I'm not going to say I put him on, but let me just say
you
this.
You influenced him to become
since
vegan.
1991. I don't think you were born. I've been doing this. So I've been a I was a lying vegetarian since 1991.
A lying. Lying
is Thanksgiving.
When he goes home for, that's what I was going to say.
Thanksgiving, cheese, milk, butter. Yeah. And then this girl was like, yo, you should stop saying you're vegetarian because every time we go someplace, you have a turkey burger. And I was like, I say, well, it's fish, like as if that's not a living being.
Yeah.
So 8.5 years ago, I decided I turned 40. I'm 52 now. When I turned 40, I decided never to lie again. So if I was going to do
never
that,
lie.
I gave it up.
Wow.
Yeah. Like it's to a point, too. If I feel I have to lie to you, then I shouldn't have to talk to you. Let me tell you why. Because if I feel I have to lie to you, that means I feel you're not intelligent enough to deal with the truth.
Yeah, but you never lie to protect someone's feelings?
Yeah, I protect their feelings by saying, I'm not a guy who is going to belittle himself. So this is the situation. Now I never say you may not like it. I don't know you may not like it. So I say, this is the situation. This is how it's going down, or this is how it's going down.
Love it.
Boom, 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 boom. And I leave it at that. Mm-hmm. I'm a male, so you don't get a lot of fringe or a lot of...
Yeah.
Give you an example. Nothing against women, because I love them. But I'm going to explain, like Fallon would say, I did this fit show, and I did this thing. It was connected to this and connected to that, and that person hooked it up with this, and then she goes back to the story.
Yeah,
that's how women speak, right? They give you the whole, and she was wearing this pink dress. It was cute, but I would have looked better on me. But right, that's what they say, right? Yeah. She thought she was fly, those shoes on last year. I know how women talk. Man, they go left, right, left, right.
Yeah, boom.
So I'm going to tell you, this is the situation. Mm-hmm. You got to handle it or not.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
And I put on Instagram, what does it say? If what I tell you, if the truth offends you, how conceited must you be?
True.
Right? You got to be like, oh, I don't like the truth.
Yeah, forget about it.
No.
My reality's better.
It hurt my ego. Your truth hurt my ego. Can't.
Well, I think we see that some with the Republican campaign. But you know how that goes.
Who you talking?
We'll see how that
ends. All right, so back to Russell. You influenced him.
Russell got into yoga. When I used to be in the music business, heavy, mm-hmm. I flew to New York, and I had to meet with Russell right there on 7th Avenue. And they was like, hey, he's upstairs. So me and my brother, we got our dats. We ready. I'm going to put him in. I'm going to blow him away with this music. He was on the Stairmaster on the phone. Mm-hmm. And when he got off the phone, all right, what you got, fam? He was on the stair. He was constantly doing whatever he can do not to be a drug addict. Mm-hmm. Not to be in drugs. And then he found out about meditation. He took one class with this yoga instructor I go with named Robin Downs, I used to go to. Mm-hmm. But he continued it. I did it we did a DVD and I got into it. But as far as the food, I cook. So my mother was a caterer. Mm-hmm. I like cooking. I like not spending for things that I shouldn't spend on. And I like making things up, so I do all the cooking, most of it. So that way, I'm going to say about Russell, I'm just going to say he was more disciplined to write a book. The reason I have not written a book to date, mm-hmm. which what I mean written a book to date, I have one, but I haven't written a book, mm-hmm. is I change my mind. Like, mm-hmm. I use grapeseed oil and virgin coconut oil and some coconut oil with MCT, and I use them in different times. I use a limited amount of earth balance. I use a limited amount of soy. If I have to have something or something's in there, I wind up taking things out. I had all these recipes. I made them vegan. Now I'm making them better.
And are you raw vegan?
I'm a raw vegan, man. I'm definitely, most of the time, if I can have raw food, I would have raw food. I just found this yucca plant. All the Mexicans high on. But it's another one, man. I was like, "What's that?" They were like, "Put lemon on it, pie." And I was like, "Man!" So
I'm from Miami. I've been growing. Yeah.
So I found some really cool things. But so I'm cool with it. I'm involved with these guys. We open a restaurant downtown. I'd love y'all to come. It's called Wild Living Foods.
We'd love to go
on Main and 8th. We should be open about 3 weeks.
Oh, dope.
And then It's raw food, but I'm saying that. Yeah.
So who awakened you to be this just, I mean, you evolved so much in so many different areas, not just but being a vegan. So what was your initial awakening, or who put you on? Who did somebody show you a video of creatures, animals being tortured or what?
And this is a trip. That didn't affect me. Because I'm a black man in America, so you know what I'm saying, like we used to be on the same plantation. Like, it's like, man, they got a cow today. You know? It's Sunday, they're looking for Negroes. But they just didn't eat us. At least the men didn't. So we had I had to slip that in. See, slip in. So one of the things is I got a bad breakup. And I walked in on this girl with this guy about his height. Looked very similar.
Chocolate, was that you?
It wasn't
me.
And I had to change my life. Yeah. And I met this lady named Dr. Jewel Pookrum, 4'11", or 4'10".
I'm 5 feet. Yeah.
And she said, we got to clean your life up. And she said, we're going to get you a colonic first. And I was like, I don't care.
What kind of doctor was she?
She's a holistic, naturopath. Mm-hmm. And I go up into her, I was in her healing center in the middle of Detroit, and I walk in this room, which is lavender, and there was this older white woman who was going to give me the colonic, but they didn't tell me what the colonic was. Oh. Okay, well, you're going to give me something, like, you know, and then they had me take my clothes off. I was like, oh my God, this place is full of women. This is off the chain.
They're like,
roll on your side. No, I want to look at you, lady, when you do this. And it changed my life from right there. And
so when Dr. you experienced Poole, your first colonic, did you
I
have
lost
any
9 pounds immediately?
Wow!
I was full of sugar, honey, iced tea.
Jeez!
Yeah. I just didn't say the word.
Yeah. Wait, so, I want to know. You were a top level athlete. Yeah. So what was the difference that you felt body wise? Like, did you feel that you got in better shape?
Yeah, I went down to 219 pounds. I was like 235. My cousin said I looked like a burnt black match just running up and down the car. And she's like, but you're flying.
Yeah.
And then my sex drive it was already high, but then my desire and my ability went through the roof. Mm-hmm. And she explained what that was.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I remove the toxic waste from your lower intestines, meaning I cleaned your mind.
Yeah.
And because your mind is here, and this is your brain. And the reason I say that, along with what I learned from her, is when you eat food, all of a sudden you can sit back and be like, satisfied. Your body is getting all of its nutrients and then taking it through the blood. This is the main center.
And that's what's affecting the mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you get stabbed in the stomach, you die because you have literally, you're bleeding inside your body. You try not. It's so funny, too. If anybody is trying to throw something at you, you never block your face. You always block area because these are your vital organs. Your head can do what it needs to do, right? But you're blocking here. So I learned from her. I got books, and then I just took off. I went into macrobiotics first, so we had fish. Yeah. And then I was going back and forth because I didn't want to stop fishing. It's funny you said that about the animals. I knew about the animals. I just didn't want to stop fishing. And I didn't want to stop, you know, saying, oh, that's just a dog. Mm-hmm. Or that's just a cat. And then it made me realize that I was part of the problem. Same way, not comparing it, but the same way they're enslaving African, black Africans at that time, they do cows, pigs, chickens. And that's, it's so funny. The only reason I ever thought about it as I was watching Jerry Springer.
And he Great quality TV, right?
But he had a Klansman on the show.
Oh, he always likes that.
Right? And he had a Klansman on the show. And he said, well, you know what? You are nothing but a field hand on the plantation. He said, just like we had horses, cows, pigs, chickens, we had N-I-G-G-E-Rs. And I was like, he said that? And that was the thought process.
Yeah.
They didn't think of us. And then I found out it's just been 54 years since we've been a man in this country. Mm-hmm. So they never considered us human.
Yeah.
So I see what the animal is. When I finally realize if you're not conscious, you're unconscious. There's no in between. Mm-hmm. There's no lukewarm. You either down or you not. George W. Bush said, you either with me or you against me. Right? And so I had to literally be like, I have to go all the way. So I'm still not buying any new leather. I'm trying to get this car with
So you're even vegan everything.
Like, I had the dopest leather stuff that I had removed and given it to people. Like, I was like, I'm not giving this away. Like, this jacket was made Dolce & Gabbana for me. But I just don't want to aid and abet the murder of 56 million land animals. And I don't want to say something and be something else.
Yeah. I love it.
How do you... Because what I've learned being vegan is that there's always something new to learn.
Yeah.
How do you stay cutting edge? How do you stay on top of what's out there? From cryo to everything, you know?
Because this is the only body I have, Shaka. This is the only one I have. So this is the one. This is my 1964 Mustang Sally.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying? It's like that's mint cute. Is close to
this
mint
is,
condition.
This is the 1985 Mercedes right here.
And that
I
shot.
Love that.
He's an AMC Pinto. No. Gremlin. He got the Gremlin. I saw somebody with a Gremlin. You wouldn't know what that is because you're too young.
Yeah, that green.
But yeah, but I saw this guy. Anyway. Anyway, how do I do it? Yeah. Is I literally go to the Natural Food Expo West. Mm. I'm connected. So I stay, you know, I stay connected. It was something that I'm interested in. So I stay interested in things and the moves that move toward. If you're passionate and you're interested in things, you will be up on things that's there. You will dispel old things and you will enhance your knowledge for new things that are better. Mm-hmm. So being vegan is just better than being a vegetarian, which it is a vegetarian, because vegetarian means you eat vegetables.
Yeah.
The vegetarians, lying vegetarian like I used to be, that eat chicken wings, turkey burgers, Thanksgiving, cheese and milk, those, they just took the word.
Yeah.
So we had to come up with a new word because they had infiltrated the old word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what it is. But I like when I teach people about food, the first thing they go, I can do this. First time I took Sean Phillips with San Diego Chargers to eat a vegan meal in New York at Candle 79. He was eating in the lobby before I got down to the hotel. He thought he was going to be hungry.
Yeah, he thought he was going to starve.
Everybody goes, man, you're going to be hungry. Excuse me. I said, dude, we're not starving. We're vegans.
Yeah.
Like, I eat like 3-4 times a day.
Yeah.
Maybe 5 times.
Some of the best meals I've had have been vegan. It's just I got to figure out how to make it at home myself. But
and
yeah.
I need to try this vegan pizza because I've heard you talk about it.
Yeah.
And I know you have your own vegan pizza.
And there's so many different ways to make them.
Yeah, I mean, I even renamed it. I have literally a non-dairy pizza. So that's how I literally say
it. Yeah.
People don't like vegans. So
yeah.
Yeah, man. It's like we're vampires. But I have a non-dairy pizza made with the greatest cheese. And I have a non-dairy, gluten-free pizza. And some gluten-free stuff tastes like cardboard with barbecue sauce on it.
Yes.
Except the crust I got.
So when and where can we get this vegan pizza? This non-dairy pizza?
Okay, so this is how I differ. I literally wanted it. You know how you see people that go, man, I started off here, and then I had to build it to there, mm-hmm. and then we had to go, and we built it there, and now we, and they sit with their arms on their hand, and we're Papa John. That's not how it really happened.
Yeah.
They had to sell their souls,
yeah.
and they had to step on people,
mm-hmm.
and they had to be, they had to do, not everybody, mm-hmm. not saying Papa John did, has, but I've built enough companies to realize the downtime is really bad. Mm-hmm. So I decided to go big time, right? Like Jay-Z said, if we're not talking about big money, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
So to start off small and then build, yes, I get it. But I kind of had some ways. And so if I can get it into Costco, if I can get it into Whole Foods, if I can get it into 7-Eleven,
mm-hmm.
then I can deal more on a I don't have to wonder what it costs. I know I'm on a yeah. major
and
level.
And that's why and I want to see it in 7-Eleven because yeah. to a lot of our minority communities, we just don't have access. Like how yeah. many times you see exactly. Whole Foods in certain areas?
Well, we got access to 7-Eleven.
So, exactly. That's and, it in our community. Every
yeah.
corner.
Right. Yeah, so, yeah, I love it. And if you guys watch Tyler the Medium, I was dying to get him in here to talk about all this.
In here. You're going to get him to come in here and talk about Black Hollywood Live.
Yes.
No, but well, I was dying knows. To get he you
What's my future?
He already knows.
But I love that even on when you went on there, he talked about you being vegan,
yeah.
which you said was real. He didn't look you up. He
no
really
cheap,
didn't
cheap.
Know. And that he even predicted that you're going to have a business that's going to go into the Costco, into the big food stores. So I think that's great. We're going to put it out there in the universe for you.
Manifest.
So
yes.
not only,
Manifest.
You know, yeah. you can, you know, bless us all so that we can have some non-dairy pizza, but that, you know, we can all have access to it as well.
Yeah. It even sounds better, non-dairy pizza.
Non-dairy pizza, yeah.
I wanted to, before we wrap up, I want to just run through a list of websites that we missed earlier. It's www.tapintoyourbeers.com if you guys want to check out and already start to compare your different beer nutritional information. And if you guys want to check out the Speedo Fit course, that's speedousa.com/speedofit-training. And I believe you have some websites where we can find your vegan wine.
Yeah, you can go to the Vegan Vine, theveganvinewine.com. You can check us out on Instagram. You can go to...
Or Whole Foods, right?
Or Whole Foods. Go to Whole Foods. So you go to Whole Foods and you ask for the Vegan Vine wine. Not just vegan wine. The Vegan Vine wine. And they go, oh, you know, we have it on our list, but we don't seem to have any. Make them order it.
Yeah.
And it'll be there in 6 days. Or if you're in California, you know, they have it all up and down here.
Mm-hmm.
One more cool thing is, I really appreciate you reaching out to me. That was pretty slick.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And it was great meeting you. And I'm only telling you, one of the great things would be I would love to be involved in is you should get, let's do 22 days,
mm-hmm.
and let me challenge you and where you are, even getting down to, you should bring the cameras.
Please
I'll come
accept.
To your place.
Please accept.
We'll go through the cabinets. We can go there.
I'm down.
Get hatched. We'll grab out what you need. And but the deal is, I think you have a future behind you, and I don't want you to lose that future behind you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Oh!
Don't worry. That joke is back there behind you. The joke. Don't worry, Fallon. The joke is behind you. Everyone else saw it. But we don't want you to lose. And you, what's going to happen is you will lose weight because I'm trying to remove inflammation. That's how smart the body is. I know we only got a few seconds. The body is so smart that it develops fat to hide toxins in. So the more toxins, the largest amount of cancer people are vegetarians, believe it or not, a large mm-hmm. amount, because of the soys they're mm-hmm. eating. They're eating things that are causing them cancer. And since there's no fat index, it goes straight to the organ.
Mm.
So when you see this, when you see a girl and she thick as hell, and we said back in the day, we said, man, she's healthy. Well, now that I'm a health coach, I realize, well, she's healthy because she has that extra PHAT that can hide the toxin, plus it feels good to your hands. But when you're going to lean, we have to document what's going to happen. So your fingers are going to shrink. Mm-hmm. Your throat is going to shrink. Mm-hmm. Your shoulders are going to shrink.
Mm-hmm.
Your waist is going to mm-hmm. shrink. Your thighs are going to get tight.
Mm-hmm.
Your calves, like you're going to look like you're training again.
Yeah. To be honest, when I did the Fit to Fat show, my last, because they extended my weight gain because I didn't gain enough weight quick enough. So I had less time to lose the weight that I needed to. So the last 2 weeks, I was 15 pounds away from my goal. And what I did was I did colonics and a vegan diet. And that's how I got down 15 pounds in 2 weeks.
You already knew. You already knew. Come on.
I'm willing to do this challenge because I feel like I...
Look in the camera and tell them. You're going to take John Sally's Better Life Challenge right here on the air. Right. And you're going to see how inexpensive it is to be a vegan and a raw foodist. Because we couldn't have time to get to that because I got a heart out. We're going to show you how inexpensive it is. We're going to show you how connected it is because... Do you live with your significant?
Yes.
So I'm going to show you, even through your situation, because you see it in television, he's cutting something, and the girl's cutting something, they're in the kitchen together. That's a bunch of bull. I can't have two people in the kitchen. Get out the kitchen. Get on that side and do your cutting. So that I'm going to remove out of your way, and then I'm going to show you how to shop, prepare, and what food is. Okay. And it's going to, and then you got to be honest, because Hatch is how old now?
He's 42.
This is what's going to happen if he gets involved. You have to convince him to get involved. Your sex life is going to go up 10 points. if you guys have a sex life, it's going up.
Well, you have to document it.
No pun intended. No pun intended. No, yeah.
All right, so I am excited. I will take this vegan challenge. What are we calling it?
The Better Life. BETTA challenge. I'm bringing it back out.
Okay,
Thank you for joining us, John.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
All right, we'll see you guys next time on Fit Club. Same place, same day, same time, next Wednesday. We'll see you.
Bye, guys.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.